it was definitely what can we do to raise awareness of something terrible. People in the UK, they don't know where West Papua is. So even in asking people to get involved who I knew as friends, they were like, well, where's that?
You said that you were in the Pacific, and particularly in Fiji, when you first heard about West Papua. But what is it specifically that made you so concerned and feel like you needed to do something to raise awareness internationally?
You know, a lot of people say that probably one of the most futile things you can do in your life is pursue justice. If you put your time into business, you'll make loads of money. If you become a health nut, train and go to the gym, you know, you get big, you get results. It's not really like that with justice. I mean, it'd be great if it was. I think the one thing that made me want to act was that I'd lived amongst people who came from a walk of life which was entirely different to me, and yet I was still able to identify with them. There wasn't really anything to cover up the fact that we all wanted the same thing. Everyone had hopes and dreams and, you know, had a license to win, whether or not they were given the opportunities or not. And I just thought, if we can swim this lake and we get to the end of it and there is some raised eyebrows and cursing under some particular delegation's breath, then that's my job done. And if one more person knows, then it's worth it. And the petition's got over 110,000 signatures on one. You know, there's another one on Avaaz that has about 36,000. This isn't including any of the ones, you know, on paper. The petition has been run internationally with the help of the Free West Papua campaign. We partnered with them, kind of shaped it into something more than take a petition from here to here. We kind of developed an objective, and they've been incredible. We've run it through their network because it, you know, it furthers their cause. I think this swim is a stunt that highlights something terrible, but it does it in a way that is almost, you know, it's third way non-violent. It's an act of defiance, it's a protest, it's all of those things kind of wrapped into one.
So you've gathered all these tens of thousands of signatures. You're going to literally swim the petition across Lake Geneva. Who will you hand the petitions to when you get there?
There is a representative from the Human Rights Council, I've been told, who is going to receive it. Again, the Free West Papua campaign have been involved on that side of things and have made sure it's getting into the right hand.
As you said earlier, you hope to just even make one person more aware of the issue, but given the fact that you've gathered so many signatures, the team of you have obviously done a lot of talking to people. Do you think you have already raised some awareness?
Absolutely. I think there are a number of people, particularly within our own network. So certainly we've let a lot of people know. And I mean, it's great to have the support of the Free West Papua campaign, because everyone who knows about them has jumped on this idea.
Given that you know that so few people are aware of even where West Papua is, and the fact that it doesn't get a lot of international attention compared to other issues, say for example, things happening in the Middle East, which we hear constantly about, does it really come down to public relations and information campaigns and so on to make a difference? Or do you think it's about where it is in the world geographically that counts?
I think it's a mixture of both. Certainly, if you look at conflicts, if you look at East Timor, I think people are discovering that, you know, since it's happened, it's recorded. I think this one, there is such an appetite to suppress any sort of press article or, you know, information coming out, and that it would reach the UK, you know, it is a miracle in itself. Awareness and, you know, raising awareness of it is definitely an uphill battle. You know, social media is a huge help these days, and that's how a lot of our content and how we've got our message out.
And so, having raised awareness, then what happens next? Well, what would you like to see happen next?
I think that's really over to the Free West Papua campaign. I think I've always said that the swim and the petition are, if you look at the issue as a whole, it's like knocking a brick wall down. And this swim is like taking one of those bricks out, I'd like to think. And I hope that our swim and this petition, it directly complements the higher diplomatic effort that's being made by the ULMWP, who support the swim as a way of raising awareness of the ongoing crisis. People need to know, and I think this is worth it. If it made no difference, I think I'd still do it anyway, because I still think it matters.